Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is your host for tonight's PRF show, Adia Sanders, and we have Mama, known to everybody but to me, Aunt Mary, on the line. And what we want to do is just take a couple of seconds to let everybody just kind of introduce themselves. And Aunt Mary, we're going to go ahead and start with you on tonight.
All right. Good evening to you again, and good evening to my PRF family. And I'm just excited that you could be with us this evening and enjoy the show. Thank you for being here.
All right. Well, we have been talking about for the past three episodes about how to be the lender and to stop borrowing. Now, Aunt Mary, would you agree that this is a topic that probably everybody needs to hear?
Yes. Because, excuse me, I don't think that we sometimes acknowledge why we are in bondage to debt. Mm. You know, we are talking to our friends who have the same type of spending habits that we do. Sometimes we get upset about things, and it does make us feel good to go shopping, but it's just a temporary fix, because then it's time to pay the bills. Now you don't have the money. And then the next thing comes to mind is that now you know someone that has money. And obviously they have money because they take care of their debts and they save. But we're not aware of that. We just know it's this particular person we can go to. And so they bail us out for a couple of times, and they begin to realize that, you know, and speak with us and tell us what we should do and everything. We'll say, yes, I understand. But then with us not having understanding and they having the understanding just cut us off. And now we're upset with them because she knows I pay her back every time. But we're not really taught that it's not about that. It's about us being accountable for our money as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
I was just going to rephrase it that we have to be accountable for our spending habits. You know, and not depend on someone else, because sometimes that person cannot always be there for us. And then that can mean us not having money to pay our rent, our light bill. I remember when I was working, everyone got together and they didn't pay bills in December because they knew they were going to get their taxes in January. And so their idea was that, look, you know, I have gifts to buy, and my children expecting, et cetera, et cetera. So, and the rent man, and so people know, you know, just be that the rent man knows that they don't get paid until January, you know. And that was just the ignorance that was going on in the office that I worked in. Yes, ma'am.
You know, you said something that was really key, and and that was really the word of our spending habits. Habits are, you know, and this is not a Webster's definition, but habits are pretty much things that we pick up and begin to do, and it becomes kind of a ritualistic. You know, somebody may have, you know, a habit of every time the sun shines, they go for a walk. And so now out of habit, because they've done it so much, that's what they become used to and accustomed to. And so when we as people pick up habits, we can also pick up habits that are not beneficial for us. And so because of that, by picking up poor spending habits, when we are now trying to learn how to do the right thing, it can be a little challenging for us. And so what we'll focus on tonight, still staying, you know, keeping in the spirit of our very own visionary, Dr. Dunlap, is really to just look at what does the word have to say when it comes to being a lender and not the borrower. And I like the title because it says how to be. And anytime you have the word how to, that means that there are some steps that have to take place. If there's a how to, that means that if there's a process that we have to go through. And so we're going to look at the how to be, which is action. To be something means that you it's a transformation. How do we transform to being the lender and to stop, meaning halt, to cease, to do no more being the borrower. So we're going to go ahead and just get into that. And I know we've been looking at Deuteronomy. But what I want to look at on tonight, if I can pull it back up real quick. Is I just think it's important, you know, that we see what does the word have to say about us borrowing and about lending? Because once we know what the word says, then I think that will kind of walk us through the how to, because that's really what we're focusing on. So let's look at I had it and now I can't find it. I guess I'll look at Exodus 22, verse 25. And it says, and this is the New King James Version, it says, if you lend money to any of my people, if you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you shall not be like a money lender to him. You shall not charge him interest. If you ever take your neighbor's garment as a pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down. And so in this verse right here, it says, if you're going to lend money to any of my people, and this is, you know, this is the Lord talking because it's a capital M, not lowercase. So it's not a, you know, it's not Moses just saying, if you're going to lend money to my people, who are, you should be a money lender to him and not charge him interest. Well, what does it mean to lend somebody money? I guess that's what we have to also look at. What does it mean to be a lender? Aunt Mary, what would you say the definition of a lender is?
Okay, if to me, for example, if I lost my job and my rent is due and I'm living in a facility that you must pay your rent by a certain date or you have 15 days extension, and if you do not have it by then you are evicted. You get an eviction notice.
Mm-hmm.
So now my back is up against the wall. I have not saved any money. I must insert that in. So now I go to my friend, and she says, sure, I'll lend you the money. That means she is lending it to me. And I'm telling her, you know, as soon as I get a job, I will pay you back. So she's in the position that she can afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So she expects for me, you know, save my rent at $800. She expects for me when I get a job to give her a call, not her give me a call, but for me to give her a call and to let her know I have a job now. You know, this is what I'm bringing home a month. And then she'll put me on a payment plan because she knows that I'm not able to pay the $800 back that she loaned to me. She didn't give it to me. It's a loan. Uh-huh. So that meant she's giving me, she helped me out in my time of need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a difference between someone giving you something, just saying, I'm going to give it to you, or give it to you as a gift as to lending it to you. That means when you lend someone's money, then they expect, with the expectations of them receiving it, you know, of you paying it back. It's really a contract.
Okay.
By word of mouth.
It's an expectation. Yeah, it's an expectation of something being repaid. So
yes,
we are looking at, we looked at Exodus 22, which says about, you know, lending to my people, and that's, and it was the Lord talking, saying, lending, if you're going to lend to my people, my children, those that I have called my own, here's what I want you to do. But what I really would like to focus on, going back to the how-to, our key scriptures has been Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I just want to read verses 12 and 13. Because I know the week before that we talked about obedience. There was a lady that came on the line, and she said, before we can get to verse 12 and 13, we got to go back to, I believe it was verse 9, and Dr. Dunlap even said, well, let's go to verse 2. To verse 1, that if we shall hearken diligently unto the voice, that means we got to know his voice and to observe and to do all of his commandments, then everything that falls below that, all the way up to verse 14, he says that's where the blessings for obedience come into place. But let's look at verse 12. It says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Verse 13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment, unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And so how do we lend? How do we become the lender?
Well, I would say, first of all,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, okay, go ahead.
I would venture to say that, one, it has to first start with knowing who God is. Knowing who God is. Because if we know who he is, then we know that he always wants his children to have the best. And so if he wants us to have the best, that means that he will put us in a position to where we are able to lend. I would go back to verse 1 like Dr. Dunlap did, and he said, if we would just hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. So if I know him, that means I have to know his voice.
Yes.
I have to know his voice. Because if I know his voice, then when he says, hey, you know, there's a need that needs to be met, or somebody comes along to us to say, hey, you know, kind of down on my luck. I was wondering if you can allow me to borrow $200 until next week. If we don't know who God is and we don't know his voice, when someone comes up to us with that request, and I'll just even put an extra one in there, we have the $200. But if we don't know who God is and we don't know his voice, then we may turn that person away, not realizing that they are being sent by God, because he is positioning us to be a lender.
I'm
going to turn it over to you, Aunt Mary.
And I would just expand on the word position. In order to be, we can do all the things that you mentioned above. But as an individual, we have to, in order to be in a position, because if God's going to put us in a position, then he has made a way for us to, he's given us opportunity to make money. And he's also, like you said, we just listen to his word. You know, and so if we are good steward over our money and making wise and choice decisions and not trying to keep it with the Joneses, but really just trying to just stay in the parameters of the word of God, we will have money. And so now we're in the position. We're in the position because now God's put us in position, like the Bible says. He will put you in a position. So people are in a position. And sometimes we're not good stewards over our money. Therefore, we'll always be a borrower. But if we are good stewards and we are in the parameters of the word, you know, not outside an inch, no, right there in the middle, right there in the middle of the word, then we will have money to be able to bless others. And with this position that we have, mm-hmm. we can't look at someone and says, I don't think they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have to be attuned to the voice of God.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times people driving Mercedes-Benz or things, they're just living at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
But things, medical bills and things could have happened. But because we look on the outside and say, look how she dresses, look how he dresses, look how children dresses, and look at the colleges they're going to, and they're coming to me for $200?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because right now they don't have the $200, so God knows who to send them to, because
mm-hmm.
he knows you. We, this particular person is in a position, but they're going to look at them and say, I need them to help me. So we have to be very alert and in tune when someone comes to us,
mm-hmm.
not to judge them by how they look, or
mm-hmm.
because we think they're doing something, you know, or they may be, yeah. you know, you may know that they drink. But see, we're serving a God that's beyond all the faults. And so if our mindset is just on how someone look and how someone's doing something that we don't approve of, they're drinking and they're smoking, you know, well, then we'll miss the blessing that God has for us for being obedient to him. And then the person also misses the blessings because we're not obedient to him because we're all caught up in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen.
And, you know, I just
amen.
Think it's important for us, amen, that you brought up a lot of good points. You know, you talked about expectation. The person that is lending, they have an expectation of that money being paid back to them. And when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 12 and 13, it tells us exactly what we need to do. It talks about what the Lord is going to do. He's going to open unto us his good treasure. I mean, when we think about that when we walk in obedience to God's word when it comes to being a lender and to stop borrowing, we open ourselves to, right there at the beginning of verse 12, it says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Well, if he is opening unto us a good treasure, I think at the very minimum we can what we as believers and children of God can do is to be obedient, because he's fulfilling his obligation. God is fulfilling what he said he's going to do. If you are obedient, if you can hearken diligently unto my voice, he says down in verse 12, I'll open unto thee a good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land. Well, when we think about the rain, what do we need the rain for? We need the rain because a seed has been planted. So what I would glean from this is that in order to be a lender, we got to be able to plant a seed in the ground. And so that in planting a seed, what are we believing God to do with that seed? It may be that we're able to help other people besides just our inner circle or our household. Maybe we want to be able to fill a need at one of our schools or at a community center to where we can give above and beyond. But what it says is very clear. It says that he will open up his good treasure, the heaven,
yes.
to give the rain into the land in his season. And so we got to plant a seed in the ground so that the Lord can send the rain on it so that it can flourish and we can reap a harvest in the right season. And what this is saying is that it's not in our season, but it is in the Lord's season. It says because when we plant that seed, what it's going to do when it produces the harvest, it says, is to bless all the work of thine hand. Well, what is the work that God has called us to do? And see, if we don't understand as believers that there's a work that we're supposed to be doing and we're still flapping and floundering around not knowing what our purpose is, well, there's kind of no wonder that we have to still be the borrowers and can't be the lenders because, one, we haven't put a seed in the ground, which means we're not even obeying the voice of the Lord because he may have told us, hey, I want you to plant this seed. And I don't know what that seed could be. Maybe that seed is not financially sowing a financial seed into the PRF ministry of $25 a month because you can go to our website and do so, but maybe that seed is you volunteering at the school. Maybe that seed is you volunteering at the school. Maybe that seed is you, you know, putting together a potluck for somebody that is down and out and they had surgery or for somebody that lost a loved one. Maybe that's your seed because you are a good cook or a good bake, and you can go down to the nursing home. And so if whatever your seed is, I would say plant the seed. Allow the seed to be watered so that it will produce a harvest in the land in its proper season, because it says right here, because it's going to bless all the work of thine hands, so that whatever it is that God has called you to do, a purpose for you to do, you will be able to do it because you will have enough resources to be the lender. Somebody may need you to bake them a dozen of cupcakes. Well, if you haven't planted a seed in the ground, then you probably can't do that. You'll have every excuse in the world to why you can't even give somebody a dozen of cupcakes. Why? Because there's no seed.
Seed.
If
Amen.
We go and look
That's
at,
very good.
So your hands can't be blessed. And so it says, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. Lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And so I see this as, it's not just borrowing in the sense of, I don't have $500, let me go call, you know, my brother or my cousin, or go down to the payday loan, or go, you know, and ask my neighbor or my coworker, or, you know, it may not be borrowing in that sense. But
That's
I would
true.
Ask you, what seed have you planted in order to be the lender? Because what I am willing to say is that if we would plant a seed in the ground so that we would have the resources to lend, when the time comes that someone needs us, we won't have to ask somebody to bake us a dozen of cupcakes because we'll be able to do it ourselves. If somebody needs to borrow $500, we'll be able to do it. And so we talked about some of the how-tos, how to be a lender, knowing God, knowing his voice, positioning ourselves, and being able to obey him, which is probably number one for us. Number one. So if we can just take a couple of minutes, Aunt Mary, but just kind of brainstorm, how do we stop borrowing? I think we've kind of answered it, and I said it, putting a seed in the ground, but how do we really help people to understand that you can stop borrowing? What does that look like to you?
Well, I think by, I don't know, by nature, for the most part, we have to learn to be givers. You know, we have to learn to give. And, you know, it seemed like we're in a society where it's all about me, myself, and I. And as we teach people to give, because we have something to give, and this is what I was thinking about when you were saying planting a seed, and the first thing we do think about is money. But, no, we do have gifts and talents that God has put in us. So we can teaching people how to give with what they have. Just give, you know. There are so many, you know, we are all talented. And as you were saying, you know, some can cook, you know, and we are around people that have needs. And we can look for that need, you know. We can, you know, we have the dollar store. I call it dollar store, but it's Dollar Tree. And they have lots of things in there for a dollar. And if you have a neighbor that comes to you and she has about three or four children, and she's coming to you for maybe a can of beans or something, you know, you can just plant. If you only have $2, you can go there and get two cans of beans for it. Because, see, God's mm-hmm. looking at our hearts, and are we willing to just help? He didn't say you had to have $1 million. The lady only had 1 mint. I would say 1 cent. And God honored that. Yep. So it's in our hearts. Do we really want to give? Or are we, you know, I hate to say we, but are some of us in the mindset that I had to eat onions and cornbread. And that's true with my grandma. And now I am where I am, so I can say my attitude could be, hey, let them do the same. So mm-hmm. if I'm not willing, or people are not willing to want to give and to see and to help, just help people because they have a need. So we have to be givers.
Absolutely.
You know, and so what you have talked about is that if we have a seed, but we don't want to let go of it, then we'll always be a borrower.
And I will tell you, you know, as you were talking, you know, I like writing notes, and so some of the things that you said was we have to be willing to be taught. We have to learn to be givers, which means that means we got to take the time out of our busy schedules to sit down and allow somebody who is the subject matter expert in how to be the lender and how to stop borrowing. We have to allow them and be receptive to allow them to teach us principles that we don't learn in school, that we don't learn at home, and that we don't learn in church. And so if we have people that are of the faith that can teach us these basic principles, because they really are basic, I think where we struggle is the discipline to do it, because we want to do what we want to do. We want to be like Bobby Brown and be like, it's my prerogative, I can do what I want to do. But as long as everything is your prerogative, you'll always be the borrower.
Yes.
I will tell you the other thing was, we can't be selfish. We cannot be selfish. And I know for a fact that those of us that are connected to PRF, we are connected because, one, we have a heart to give. You can't be a part of this ministry or this institute and not have a heart to give and not have a heart to see people's lives changed. And so the example that I want us to think about is, if you have a seed that you want to sow in the ground because you want to open up a restaurant, there's some things that you're going to have to do. And so I will use this as an example, and this will kind of be how we close it out, but I want us to think about this. I want to put a seed in the ground because I to be a restaurant owner. I love cooking. I love entertaining people, and I love making sure that people got a good meal in their belly, right? So I'm going to sow this seed. We ain't going to talk about no money because that's easy. We're going to sow this seed about a restaurant because somebody has a dream of starting some type of business, but they don't know how it's going to come to pass. Well, maybe you can start donating your time to cook for somebody.
That's good.
You begin to sow that seed, I have met people to where they have been given restaurants, to where they have been given, somebody came up to them and said, I want you to take over the management of this restaurant because I can't do it anymore. I am a believer that if we begin to plant seeds of the things that we are believing for God to do, I believe that he will send people in our path to be able to see what we have planted in the ground reap a harvest if we don't faint. But in order to do that, we have to know who God is. We have to know his voice. And in knowing his voice, we can obey him. We can position ourselves, and we have to make sure that we are willing to be taught to be givers. We have to learn to be givers, and we cannot be selfish. Until we do those things, we may find ourselves continuing to be the borrower. But I just want to encourage everybody on tonight, one, you have a seat at the PRF table. Two, we have an institute that if you have a need, and if you have a desire to plant a seed in the ground, we can help you do that. We thank you for joining us on tonight. We ask that you will continue to pray for us, that you will position yourselves to hear. And with that, have a blessed night out. Not Mary.